Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We said hi and bye to Ben Rogers, who just walked in. I don't think Ben pulling a Bassick. I don't think he knew where his show was being broadcast from today.
Obviously not, because Ben Rogers lives in Light Farms, which is down the street for Ben, considering it's down the street from the Star in Frisco.
Oh my gosh.
It's a 10 to 15 minute commute. And he made an hour commute.
He just walked in here, and I'm like, and I always had to do this with Bassick. I'd have to call Bassick when he was on the elliptical downstairs and say, you're not here today. You're in McKinney. And then he would go off to McKinney and barely make it for crosstalk. And Ben is now going to Frisco.
Should be interesting. He should be able to make it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, should be able to make it. But 75 northbound?
Ooh.
Looks pretty stacked. 75 southbound? Looks pretty stacked right now.
Should I check Waze from here?
Yeah, Waze him.
And we'll see. And it's just KT just has to, he's running this show. He really is. I was just like, text KT, make sure. So there you go.
And by the way, KT's on the hotline. He says they are in studio today. Oh, love the communication around here.
Are you joking?
No, KT's on the hotline. You want to talk to him?
Ben, turn around.
Not really.
Okay, yeah, we shouldn't talk to him.
Let me see. Come here.
He's got all his bags.
Well, I thought you said the schedule in there. All right, let's put KT on. Give Ben your headphones real quick. Let's get Ben and KT on the same page. Skin's in the conference room. Right now, it would be, what would Waze say? It would be a 35-minute drive. So let's put on Kevin Turner. Kev, what's going on?
Well, first of all, like, why did you think our show is at the Star?
Troy told me the schedule in the studio says you're there tomorrow and today, today and tomorrow.
Well, actually, it's the email that goes out from our brand manager that says where the appearances will be this week, and it has on there Ben and Skin from the Star today and tomorrow.
So, that's why, Kev, we read our emails.
So our understanding was we were there Wednesday and Thursday.
I have that email as Wednesday and Thursday.
Okay.
Today is the 20th, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
And the 21st and 22nd, we are at the Star.
Okay.
And there's a Ranger game today at 1 o'clock, in which we get off at 12:30.
Yeah.
So why would we be at the Star?
Man, this is crazy. Like, there's been a lot of change in our lives. I don't know if you guys have noticed.
I haven't noticed.
A little bit of change in our lives.
Well, what's the change on your face right now?
So I got fouled. I play a lot of pickup basketball, and I was playing pickup basketball this morning, and I got fouled by, and I don't want to say his name, Zach Reddington.
Oh, I was a try-hard guy.
I don't want to say his name, but his name is Zach Reddington. He fouled me in the face violently while we were playing, but we got the win. Jesse Holly was on my team. We got the dub.
Okay, nice. Skin has gone through his email, and he is showing Star tomorrow. I think this is a Troy Hughes error.
Ooh.
I think this is a Troy Hughes misread. Uh-oh. That's where I'm putting this,
dude,
Kev.
So I'm trying to adjust to this new schedule. I go work out this morning, get basketball in. I'm carrying everything I own at my house. I bought a house in Salina because I host an afternoon drive show and I'm never in traffic. Now I'm in traffic driving about 4 hours to work. So I brought everything with me. I'm like 8 suitcases up here. And you guys are like, no, you got to go to the Star. So I carried them all the way down.
I'm putting it on Troy.
Okay.
Not us.
That's fine.
It's my bad. Put it on me. It's my bad. I'll own
is
it? Yeah. It's my bad.
You misread it.
Yeah, I'll take ownership of it. I mean, the email came from Mara. I assumed it was wrong. So I just.
All right. Thank you, Benny.
But I appreciate y'all looking out. And, dude, I got to say, your take on Dak and the whole broadest you. I'm falling over on your side. You're spitting fire.
Listen, do not speak to me about this subject. You're a Dak stabber. I want you out. I don't want to talk to you.
Dak in the back?
He stabbed me in the back over Dak. He's a Dak stabber.
No, I just wasn't willing to go as far out there as you are.
Yes, go prepare for your 40 minutes today. They always win. They always win.
They never have a show. They never do a show. Okay? They never do shows.
All right, let's get to the college football list. Everybody is talking about Choppy.
All right, so SI did a great job here. They went through best rivalries, traditions, games, fight songs, programs, stadiums, college towns, helmets, mascots. And one thing came up truthful in this, that the brand is better than my program because our brand is still strong and our program stinks. But I thought there were some glaring omissions in this, glaring issues, but I wanted to see two things right off the bat. Did Vince Young stand the test of time? And did the 12th man kind of get hosed? So let's go with that. The best college games in history. I'm assuming it's
USC Texas.
And there it is. USC Texas overall number one.
And this is from Sports Illustrated?
Sports Illustrated. And the best individual performance in college football history?
Vince
Young number one. Those were the two most important things I wanted to see that got checked off here.
Do you have number two for each list?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. Number two was Miami-Nebraska. That was a 1984 Orange Bowl game. The Boise State-Oklahoma was number three. That was the Statue of Liberty play.
That could be argued as number two.
It could be. So you get to the greatest traditions, and this one is where I started to bug me. They had the turnover chain at Miami at number 10. That's like a hot minute that thing's been around. You get Army-Navy marching in, the Mississippi State Cowbells, Country Roads singing at West Virginia. You had the 12th man at A&M coming in at number 6.
Mm.
Toomer's Corner at Auburn, Ralphie's Run at Colorado, dotting the I at Ohio State, so overrated, Howard's Rock at Clemson, and then the Sooner Schooner at number 1. That's the wagon that they bring out there.
Legit number 1 choice?
That's a good – I was surprised. That was a good number one choice. I was surprised it was number one. It's a very good choice, though. The A&M 12th man should be higher, okay? Let's be real on that. It's better than the dot in the eye. It's so overrated. Nobody cares about your stupid band. And then the Buffalo running. Oh, my God. A Buffalo is running. That's what Buffaloes do. They run. They still do a bonfire? I know it's do they still do one?
No.
They don't do it anymore.
No.
Okay. Even though they don't do it, that should be a top five tradition. Period.
I mean, there's unofficial
bonfire.
Yeah.
But still, it's still a top five tradition. You know, bar none.
Okay.
So that was that was the tradition aspect. Does Texas A&M still make one of the 10 best rivalries in college football?
Mm.
No, they do not.
They come in at number 10.
Whoa!
Yep,
what?
They come in at number 10.
My big hot sports take yesterday, A&M and Texas will play in a bowl game this year.
Really? Now, they are behind Pitt and West Virginia, but they do come in at number 10. That was really, really cool for me to see. But then you get to, do you want best fight songs?
What's number one? Give us the top three rivalries.
Number one rivalry is Alabama-Auburn. Number two is Ohio State-Michigan. And number three is OU-Texas or Texas-OU, however you want to say it.
Okay.
Number four... Army Dave.
Okay.
All right. Do you want fight songs or best programs?
Let's go. What do you want, Troy?
I like programs.
All right. Best programs.
Clemson, Alabama.
Mm. Well, no. Clemson's not going to make. Clemson's not a top 10 program all time.
Yeah.
Oh,
not
all time. Oh, okay.
Yeah, not even
okay.
I thought number 10 was a joke. Oklahoma comes in at number 10. Oklahoma has been a juggernaut for the last 20 years.
Yeah.
And they were a juggernaut from 1947 to 1985.
Barry Switzer winning a Super Bowl is a footnote to Barry's career.
Absolutely.
Because of how legendary he was at OU.
There is no way that Oklahoma is down at number 10.
Yeah.
They're number either 1, 2, or 3. End of story.
It's without question. Like you said, Barry Switzer did what he did. Stoops comes in, does what he's doing, or he did, and look at Lincoln. Lincoln is already paving himself as to be a great college football coach.
Now, look, number 7, 8, 9 are teams that are used to be great and now aren't. Nebraska at 7, Penn State at 8, Tennessee at 9. They all deserve it to be in the top 10, not ahead of Oklahoma.
Man, you better attach some old black and white highlight films to those ranks.
Might know you do. Notre Dame at 6. It's a joke. Texas is at 4. They are not a better all-time program than Notre Dame. It's not even close. USC is at 5. Michigan at 3. That's a joke. Michigan wakes up and goes 8-4.
Michigan, yeah.
Ohio State at 2. Alabama at number 1.
And where was USC?
USC was at 5.
Okay.
Now, they've been on a roller coaster. They really have. I get that. If you want to go to college fight songs, I did not see, and this kind of upset me, I did not see the A&M fight song. Right,
for
what the Aggie War Hymn's not on there?
I didn't see
why
the
would
Aggie
you have?
I'm not really sure. Shut up, Roy.
Michigan's number one. The Victors. That's a good one. Oklahoma number two. Rocky Top number three. Go Vols. And then Notre Dame at number four. That's your top four.
Notre Dame, that's a strong four.
Yeah, I love the USC fight song. It's called Fight On. That's a tremendous one. Tiger Rag, they've got Clemson, but LSU and Clemson have essentially the same fight song. Best stadiums. Where does the local stadiums sit? Kyle Field, Texas.
But are we doing this for now, Kyle Field?
It's all time.
Yeah, well, Kyle Field's the same Kyle Field it's always been. Yeah, they just put some lipstick around it.
Mm-hmm. Nowhere.
Oh.
Not a single stadium in Oklahoma, Texas, Texas A&M.
You mean my Aggies could play Louisiana Tech Barber College tomorrow and there'll be 100,000+ people there?
It's a great stadium. I've been there. I've been to Oklahoma Stadium as well. That's a great atmosphere. Wow. Penn State at 10, Florida, Tennessee, Washington. Washington, Clemson, Ohio State, LSU, Notre Dame, Michigan, and then the Rose Bowl coming in at number one.
All right, these are the SI Best of College Football Traditions Awards, all of it with RJ Choppy.
College Station coming in at number three as a college town. Austin at number – I'm sorry, College Station at nine. Austin at number three.
Okay, and Denton?
Denton didn't make it. Denton did not make it. Oklahoma.
Apogee hasn't been around quite long
Denton
enough to get
undercover.
The respect.
When we went there, it was really
fun. What about
fun.
Arlington, UTA Mavericks?
Nope. Oklahoma came in at number 10 on best helmets.
And their basketball court, though, used to be iconic.
And aren't you going to Denton soon?
Yeah, I'm going to Denton on Saturday. North Texas Fair and Rodeo.
You gotta
see Tracy Lawrence.
You got to say it like you did.
We'll go see Tracy Lawrence, North Texas County Fair and Rodeo, there in Denton.
What?
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.